The first look at how Australia's tracking against the United Nations Development Goals shows mixed progress. Australia's on track to meet a third of the targets, including on education and health, but it is falling behind in areas like reducing inequality and tackling climate change. Lexi Metherill reports.
3 years ago, 62-year-old Jonathan Shapira and his son were living out of their car. They now live in public housing in Perth.
We ended up becoming very poverty-stricken because of the fact that we were homeless for 2.5 years. And the major issue that I see in regards to that is the fact that once you're in, it is so very hard to get yourself out.
Jonathan is on a Newstart allowance with an annual income of $14,000.
The recovery post-homeless is so stressful that it prolongs the period that you are unemployed, and then how you present that to potential employers is extremely hard.
The National Sustainable Development Council is monitoring Australia's progress towards meeting the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. The Council's chairman, John Thwaites, says Australia's on track to meet one-third of the goals, including most health and education indicators, but it's going backwards in another quarter, including climate change.
All countries have signed up to the Sustainable Development Goals, and so that means that Australia is going to be compared to other advanced countries, and if we're not doing well in areas like climate change, then that will impact on us and certainly on our reputation. But we're even seeing it impacting potentially on things like free trade agreements.
The Council says when the goals came into force in 2016, Australia was already slipping behind in tackling inequality. People on the Newstart allowance were on the poverty line in the year 2000, but by 2014, they were 20% below it. Professor Thwaites.
We've had a record number of years of economic growth, so surely now's the time when we should be able to translate that economic growth into a reduction in inequality, a fair go for all Australians.
Social services groups say part of the solution is to develop a national strategy for homelessness and housing affordability. The chief executive of the St Vincent de Paul Society New South Wales is Jack de Groot.
We have a new prime minister who only in a budget 15 months ago created a new affordable housing bond structure. I think this prime minister, new to his portfolio, can put national affordable housing as a priority.
Jonathan Shapira says there'll be no change unless people understand the challenges facing those living in poverty.
The attitude of the 1960s of "she'll be right, mate," and they forget the struggles and the poverty situation that a lot of people, a lot of Australians actually do go through.
It's Perth man John Shapira ending Lexi Metherill's report.